Ephesians chapter 2. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air and spirit, who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I accepted Christ as my Savior at a very young age, possibly around 9. I was really young, probably didn't understand the depth of my decision, but I was sincere, and it brought peace and rest. In later years, I began to struggle with addictions and sins, but by the grace of God and his mercy, he broke the chains of sin in my life, and I can truly say I am forgiven. And I guess in my short, almost 21 years of life, I've learned that all of us turn to something for love and fulfillment for our hurts and scars. Who are you turning to today? And then in Mark 16, I can find it here. Mark 16:16, it says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he who believeth not shall be damned." And I want to be baptized in obedience to God and be true and faithful to him for the rest of my life. Please pray for me as I take this step, and I want my desires to draw closer to him each day. And I want to thank all my friends and family who came out and to make this day extra special. And also thanks for the church for accepting and loving me.
Good morning. So I don't really have a verse or anything to say, but just kind of my story. As most of you know, my parents are really great. I grew up in an amazing home, and my parents were always so patient and loving, and always told me if I ever had a question about life and being a Christian, I could always talk to them about it. So that, I'm very thankful for that. So at the age of 13 or so, I guess is when I first really fell into temptation of pornography and all that. And I would try to stop on my own, and that obviously didn't work. And I would ask God, for forgiveness. And I was good for a while, and then I would fall back into sin again. This went on for a year or two, just sort of a back and forth cycle. And I I just had this great burden on my heart, and it was just so heavy. I felt so convicted, and I was just so done with the battle of sin. And I was about 15 by this time. We went to youth meetings, and I remember one message, sitting in the front row, and just feeling so convicted. And at the end of the message, there was an altar call, and I just jumped up right away, and I just surrendered to God right there, just asking Him to come into my heart and just save me from the sin. And just this amazing peace fell over me. I just felt like the world was better again. So yeah, that's how I became born again. And the time frame that followed that, everything was going really good. I was starting to build a relationship with God, and it was a good time in my life. I felt like I'd really accomplished something, and until I guess I was 16 or so, I began falling back into sin again. And I felt like Satan was just really going in for the kill this time. I fell into sin deeper than I ever had before. And I cried out to God, just asking Him, you know, what's going on? Why do I have to deal with this again? And I felt very distant at that time. And I began starting to doubt Christianity and God. At my lowest point during that time, I actually started, you know, questioning whether God was real. It was a very low time in my life. And so I became pretty depressed during that time. I had some sort of crisis, I guess. I would scour the internet trying to find evidence for God. And I don't know. He felt so distant to me, I couldn't reach Him. I felt like I had been, I don't know, I believed in this my whole life, and then it was gone. Then we went to the youth meetings from last year here in Ohio. And I just asked God to just show Himself to me. You know, I felt like I was alone. And He really opened my eyes last year. And He showed me that it's by faith that we believe in God. It's not by earthly evidence and stuff. Those things help. But the Bible says it's by faith that we believe. And that really stuck with me. From then on, I started growing a much better relationship with God, a much more real one. Fast forward to the spring, went to the youth meetings in Mexico, and that was good. I learned a lot there, and one of the ministers down there in Mexico encouraged me to get baptized. So I knew that's what I wanted to do. So this spring, it was really working in my heart again. And then this summer, Satan was, you know, trying to get at me again. I had sin in my life again this summer. So a couple weeks ago, I was driving and I just called out to God again, just asking Him to show Himself to me, and He did. There was just this great rainstorm showed up, and He just encouraged me again. You know, you're on this life, or you're on this world, and life might be tough, but you're here for a reason, and He has a plan for each one of our lives, and I'm just so thankful for that. So yeah, I'm sure He has a lot more in store for me. Yeah, please pray for me as I go on. So, thank you.
Morning. Like Noah said, our parents were always very loving and patient with us, and we could always ask them about anything that we had questions with or anything like that. And so I was maybe 12 at the time, and just had a lot of questions. I wasn't really just kind of floating through life, wasn't really near that purpose. And just falling to a lot of sin, temptation. And then about 13 years old, it was actually on Dad's birthday, I just couldn't take it anymore. So I finally went running to Mom and Dad and said, I want to be saved. And that night, it was a very, very deep night for me. God really moved in my heart that night. And after that, it was very much a difference after that night. But even after that, I still didn't really know what it meant to be a follower of God. Just kind of like, okay, cool, now we're going to heaven. So, and then maybe 6 months after that or so, I started kind of falling back into sin and temptation and a lot of doubt along with that. And then I couldn't sleep a lot of nights. I was depressed. And then I just kind of, and one night I was praying and just realized that my prayers weren't feeling anything with that. So I knelt down and just asked God to break me that night. And he broke me. It was wow. And I just started weeping. I just couldn't stop crying. And so I went to Mom and Dad, and I just spilled everything. Told them everything that was going on in my life. And they prayed for me. And I just felt such peace and deliverance from that night. This was maybe about a year ago that happened. And since then, it's just been really a big learning curve. And I've fallen plenty of times, but I just asked God to get me back up again. And he has. And I've learned a lot in the past 6 months to a year. And so I heard that Justin's getting baptized, and I was kind of thinking and praying about it. And then Mom suggested that I should get baptized, encouraged me. So I just kind of, like, okay. Then it really hit me what baptism is about a couple weeks ago or so. And then I just had a sincere prayer, and God just told me that, yeah, you should get baptized. And so that's pretty much it. And I have a verse here, I'm sure. This is James 3:16-17. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first and pure, then peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Thank you.
Good morning. So in my younger days, I gave my life to Christ, but I guess I didn't really understand yet the whole meaning of being born again. And so I just kind of kept living my life, and I think I rededicated my life a few times maybe. And up until June of 2021, I don't believe I was actually saved. And so that one night, I lay there in bed thinking, was I actually saved? And as I pondered this question, I came to realizing I don't believe I was. So there I was, or there I gave my life to Christ. So after I gave my life to Christ, I just felt a peace come over me. And so as time went on, it felt like I was drifting further from God. And even rededicating my life like one or two times in the last year, but I didn't really seem to do anything. And so finally, at last fellowship meetings, towards the end of the service, at prayer time, I just started praying and asking God to take out the garbage in my heart, just to break my heart and fill me with the Holy Spirit. And just saying yes to him and telling him that I want more of him. So as I was sitting there and started weeping, and two of my friends that were sitting beside me just started praying over me and encouraging me. So that was the Sunday morning noon session. And the afternoon session, towards the end of the service, at closing prayer, I just again started praying that God would cleanse me from all sin. And I was just standing there praying when Dave came up to me and put his arm around me and asked if I was doing okay, which I thought I was. But soon after he left, I just sat down again weeping and surrendering. And a few of my friends were standing around me, and however long after, or later, Mom and Dad and Dave came and started praying and encouraging me. And so after, I just felt the burden being lifted and just having a new hope and feeling of peace, having a new want and passion for Christ. And as I continue on this journey, I just ask you to pray for me and that I wouldn't stumble or anything like that. I could just fully live for Christ. And I would have a desire to be a part of the body here at River of Life. Thank you.
Is it? Okay. I gave my life to Christ in May of 20. In May of 2018.
I'll just read it off for her. I gave my life to Christ May of 2018. Dad asked me if I was born again, and I told him I wasn't. So they told me what it means to be born again and said when I'm ready to tell them, and they would pray for with me. I thought about it, and then one night before I went to bed, I went to my parents and told them I was ready to be born again. After we prayed, I felt a lot of peace. And just she has a verse, Isaiah 41:13, the Lord will hold his right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee. And she would also have a desire to be part of the body here at River of Life.